Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. How is everybody doing on a Wednesday? As always, we are here to uplift you. We are here to encourage you. We are here to just make that Wednesday, as we get ever so close to the weekend already, being a midweek, or you call it Happy Hump Day or Happy Wednesday, whatever you want to call it, as we get ready to indulge and just praise and worship. And you know, it's just all about God. It's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before I kick off on some more music, I want to remind you, you can always email me up here at the iHeartRadio studio. We call it Faith Studio One. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. And, you know, follow me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Let's see here. We're on the new network of Amazon Music. Just search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We're on Spotify. We're all over. You can even search me up on Google, again, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And again, I am CA, your on-air personality, here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, on a warm, starting to warm up kind of a day. You know what? I want you guys to remember something. You know what that is, right? This is a way back throwback song, I guess you could say. Twyla Paris, who remembers her? I remember her. God is in control of your life, my life, everybody's life. Give it to Him. Good morning, Uplifting Wednesdays with CA.
Time.
There we go. Today is the day on Uplifting Wednesday with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Good morning, everybody. You better coffee up. We got great uplifting music, encouraging music. Today is Wednesday, right? So guess what? It's then Thursday, then Friday as we get approaching to the weekend. Hope everybody's doing well. Hey, I want to thank you for emailing me and sending your prayer requests or questions, comments, suggestions. I will always answer. Also, on my Facebook page, I want to remind you on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, if you click on that messenger, you can message me and I will retrieve it and I will message you back. I'm very good about doing that. Well, on Uplifting Wednesdays, Toby Mac had a song out not too long ago, and he's had several, okay? He's probably had three. This was one of his three. It's called I'm Sorry, and on this one, aren't we sorry for everything that we've done, but isn't it nice to know that we have a loving and forgiving God up in heaven during the times when we have let him down and we didn't listen to him? I know I'm right in that group as much as y'all are, but you know what? We'll never be worthy enough. We won't ever feel worthy enough until we know. You got it right with Jesus, so get it right today. Uplifting Wednesdays with CA, we're here to help. Toby, kick it off. I'm sorry.
We started out strong, but somewhere along, we lost our way. Done things in your name, I'm so ashamed. I don't have the words to say. We've killed and destroyed, stolen and blamed. To give, told us to love, but we chose to take. You laid down your life, put power aside, showed us the way and the truth. We roll in the church, open the word, and forget that we're called to include. Now it's long overdue, but I can't pollute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, so sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, so sorry. We say that we're one, but we're broken up by anything that can divide. Our color is skin, the clothes we're in. That valley's deep and wide. We overlook the broken, the homeless, and discard the poor. While we celebrate the rich and the beautiful with a wide open door. I'm sorry we're nothing like you. You chose to bear a cross. We choose to give you parts of us, and rarely the parts that cost. Now it's long overdue, but I can't elude. We seem to have put on the shelf. Speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, so sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, so sorry. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up. We'll be right back. which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
There we go. That's the Toby Mac song, I Am Sorry. I'm fixing to, by special request, friends, I've had people ask me, hey, CA, will you play this Carmen song on Uplifting Wednesdays? I don't know if you remember back in the heydays. Of course, Carmen had passed away earlier this year. I'm going to say right around February. And I'm very good friends with his wife and everything. You know, we keep in touch quite a bit. It was a complete shock to everybody, including Carmen's wife and Carmen's family. And I'll tell you, he had a very talented voice. And you know what? His memory and his legacy still continues. I was actually good friends with Carmen on some concerts that he had. I was hoping he would have done one in Fort Worth or even Dallas area where I could go to it. But this particular song, it may be a little lengthy. It's on Uplifting Wednesdays with CA. It's called The Champion. See if it rings a bell for you.
Surge of light. God the Father will oversee the doing. Opening the book of life, each grandstand hushed in awe, as majestically he said, "Now here's the rules. He'll be wounded for their transgressions, bruised for iniquities. When he said, 'By his stripes they're healed,' the devil shook. He screamed, 'Sickness is my specialty. God said, "You shut your face, I wrote the book." Then the father looked at his only son and said, "You know the rules. Your blood will cleanse their sin and calm their fears." Then he pointed his finger at Satan and said, "And I know you know the rules. You've been twisting them to deceive my people for years." Satan cried, "I'll kill you, Christ. You will never be this free." The demons wheezed, "That's right, there ain't no way." Satan jeered, "You're dead, Jesus. I'll arrest you tonight." Jesus said, "Go ahead, make my day."
Jesus, I for thee.
Jesus!
Bible teaches us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If any man says he has no sin in him, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You know, it seems impossible that sinful man could have a relationship with the Holy God. But you see, that's where Jesus comes in, and that's why today I love him so much. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who would ever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why today I want to lift my voice and say, oh, how I love Jesus.
My friend, the late Carmen, back to back. I hope you enjoyed The Champion and, you got it, the melody of My Jesus, I Love Thee and Oh How I Love Jesus, just the combination. All right, I got one more song on Sunday morning. I'm sorry, Sunday morning. I always get it so confused. Let me try that one more again, CA. Take two. There we go. One more song on Uplifting Wednesdays here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. And that is, you got it, we hadn't played it in a while. The Church Triumphant. Gaither, Bill Gaither, sing it, my friend. Get your praise on.
Prosperity, when the church's message has been nearly diluted into oblivion by those who sought to make it socially attractive, neatly organized, and financially profitable. It's been gold-plated, draped in purple, and encrusted with jewels. It's been misrepresented, ridiculed, lauded, and scorned. These followers of Jesus Christ have been, according to Women of Time, elevated as sacred leaders and martyred as heretics. Yet through it all, they're marshals on this powerful army that be God's chosen people.
Amen. Way to go, Bill Gaither and family. The church is still alive. That is right, and that is correct. Thank you, friends, for listening to October the 20th on a Wednesday morning, Uplifting Wednesdays with CA. Share my podcast with your friends. Tell them, hey, tell them to like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. All you got to do is go on Facebook, search me up, and you can find me. Or, again, go on Google. You can find me, search up the Morning Brew Christian. I'm all on there. You know, we were ranked, and I'm not even about numbers. Let me tell you how popular the show is. I was ranked number one, and I still am number one on iHeartRadio for the Morning Brew Christian Morning Show podcast, Christian podcast, that is. iHeartRadio, they recognize me. You know, FM radio recognize me. I mean, I'm just doing my job, encouraging, loving, let you know that we're here for you, and we care about each and every one of you. Hey, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We've got one goal, one mission, come together as united as one and bring others to Jesus Christ. And hey, if you don't know him, now is a day to know him. You can email me your contact information. Me or my ministry team will be more than glad to help you. Mornings Brew, again, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, message me on Messenger. Go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can message me on there. I'll message you right back. You know, it's very simple to accept Christ in your life, okay? Only you can make that decision. I can't make it for you, okay? So let's lead off in prayer on a Wednesday. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just ask that you just forgive us of our sins. Let us have a great Wednesday as we get through this midweek. The ones that are discouraged, may they remember that you are always with them, God. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you. And all God's people come together and say, amen. That's right. Well, friends, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, fixing to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and also enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.